Parshas Vayera, Beis Tefillah, Tofshin Ayin Hei. Vayera Eilov Hashem Be'eloinei Mamrei. Hashem comes and pays a visit to Avraham Avinu. Says the Gemara in Soita, Yud Dalet Amud Alef, Ma'idichsiv Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. What does it mean when the pasuk says in Dvarim, you should go after Hashem, follow Hashem? V'chi efsha lo ilo adam lehalich echar ha-shchina? Is it physically possible for a person to walk behind the Shechina? V'aloi kva ne'mar ki Hashem Elokecho eish oich lohu. Hashem is being described as being as fire. How is it possible to follow a physical fire? Rather, says Mara, the pasuk means to say, follow in Hashem's footsteps the way to behave. Imitate Hashem's midas. And says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits the sick, so too you should visit the sick. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited the sick? Says the Gemara, Dichsiv, Vayirosh Eilov Hashem Be'eloinei Mamrei. This week's parasha, Hashem was visiting the sick. Avraham Avinu was after his bris milah, he was sick, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevaker the sick, as Rashi brings down by us as well. The Gemara says in Adorim Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Kol Hamavaker Es HaChole, whoever visits the sick, Goyrem Loi Sheyichye, you cause him to live. V'chol She'ein Mevaker Es HaChole, whoever does not visit the sick, Goyrem Loi Sheyomus, you cause him to die. Let me ask you, how do I give life to a person I visit? Aramotcha. How do I give life? Bracha. I take part of his sickness. Says the Gemara. What does it mean? I cause him to live and I cause him to die. Says the Gemara. I understand that when I visit the sick, I cause him to live. How? Because mevakesh olav rachamim sheyichye. When you visit the sick, you'll daven for his recovery. So therefore you cause him life. But what does it mean if I don't visit the sick, I cause him to die? Do I daven for him to die? Answer the Gemara, you're right. What it means is, to visit the sick, I daven for him to live, I give him life. If I don't visit the sick, I don't daven for him to live or to die. By the way, the Ran says, it's like a side point, it's not my issue, that when you visit the sick, sometimes you need to daven for him to die. The Ran says that you're missing that filler, because sometimes you should daven for him to die. In very difficult situations, sometimes the brach of him to die. That's how the Ran explains. That's not my issue right now. So we see that by visiting the sick, I daven for him, I cause him to live. If I don't visit the sick, I don't daven for him, and I'm causing him not to live because I didn't daven for him. Says the Rosh on the page, Perush HaRosh in the Dorim, says, by not visiting him and not davening for him, zui ro gdoilo. This is very bad. Why? Because had you visited him and had you davened for him, efshar sha'eis rotzein hu v'tiyet filosein ishmas. It could be it was a ripe time, and your tefillah would have been accepted. Umeniyas habikur by not visiting him, goyrim sheyomos, you're causing him to die. That's what the Rosh says. So therefore, by a person who doesn't visit the sick, you're causing him to die. You didn't utilize your power of tefillah, you could daven for him. Now this, in fact, this concept is in fact paskud in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodea, Simon Shin Lamet Hei Siv Dalet, in the Alochas of Bikur Chaylim, says in Shulchan Aruch, shouldn't visit a sick person in the first 3 hours of the day. It's not the visiting time. Why? Because in the first 3 hours of the day, the chayla feels good. And you'll see you're feeling quite happy and merry, and you won't daven for him. So don't go then. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Don't go in the last 3 hours of the day. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch, because since the last 3 hours of the day, the patient feels very bad. If you go then, you'll see him so down. You will give up. You won't daven for him. So therefore, you should go in the middle of the day, not the beginning, not the end. What for? What's it all about? To daven for him. Says the Ramah. Kol shebiker v'lebiker shalav rachamim. Whoever traveled to the hospital, paid the visit, but he didn't daven, lo kiyem a mitzvah. We see how important the tefillah, that how important, such a big part, a central part of Bikur Chaylim, is to daven for the Chaylim. It also means that make sure his needs are catered for, but to daven for him. What do we see from all this? We see that a person who could have davened and he didn't, goyim lo shiyamus. Who are we talking about right now? Are we talking about the Chofetz Chaim who didn't daven? Are we talking about some great tzaddik? Some great Rebbe? Who people go to him for brachas? Who are we talking about? We're talking about Tom, Dick and Harry. Me and you and everyone. Every single person has the power of tefillah. We can see from here what power every one of us has. Even us as regular people. Because every person is mechuyav, a person who could visit the sick and didn't. You could have davened for him. Could have been your tefillah could have made the difference. So we can learn from here the koach ha-tefillah that every person has. Especially, as we know in this week's parasha, by the way, in this week's parasha, Yitzchak gets born after so many years of waiting, Sarah's waiting, and Yitzchak gets born. What stage did he get born? The answer is after the story of Avimelech, right? What's the connection? After Sarah was taken by Avimelech, straight afterwards, Sarah conceives, and Yitzchak gets born. What's the connection? Right in the beginning of Pasuk of Perek of Aleph, Hashem pocketed the Sarah. Just after the leave of Avimelech, Hashem pocketed the Sarah. Is there a connection? Is this pure random? Says Rashi, because what happened was that Avraham davened for Avimelech, vayisyaldu, vayeledu. Right in Pasuk in Perek Chof. Two psukim before that, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, "Vayispara Avraham Elokim, vayirpo Elokim es Avimelech ves ishtoi v'amoisav v'yeledu." Because Avimelech was punished that their bodies got clogged up, and Avraham davened for them v'yeledu. Therefore says Rashi, Sarah Samach, this Rashi.